Welcome back to The Sesh. My name is Janelle, and this is Charles. And it is just us two today because Kendall actually had a doctor's appointment that she had to go to for her glucose test. And it was kind of, it's a long appointment, first off. I'm pretty sure it's like 3 hours long because you like drink a thing, you get tested, then drink this like super sugary drink, get tested again.
You have to like wait an hour in between like each test, yeah. I think.
So anyways, that took a majority of her day, and then she has to record her video for her own channel tonight. So yeah, that's where Kendall is, but she'll be back next week. And it is just Corelli, Sid, Janelle, and Charles today.
Yeah, why is he sitting on the table? Because he's so handsome.
Look at his face. Anyways, we have a good episode for you guys today. First off, we want to do some spicy topics. And we also had you guys send in some unpopular opinions via Instagram and Twitter. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and Twitter if you haven't already. It's the_sesh podcast because that is where we post a lot of things when it comes to like you guys submitting your own answers or questions or whatever that may be. So make sure to follow us on there. And then also real quick, I'm going to plug our Spotify and Apple podcasts because those two things are what really, really count as far as like podcast performance goes. So even if you only watch on YouTube, if you could just go ahead and do like automatic downloads on whatever platform you listen to, or if you use both, maybe both of them, because it really does help our show out. And if you really want to go the extra mile, leave us a review because those do help as well. We appreciate that, right, bud?
It's okay, pal.
What else? Oh, we have a TikTok. Follow us on TikTok. That is the_sesh podcast as well. And I have my own YouTube channel. It is youtube.com/JanelleFields1. Someone else stole just Janelle Fields, so that's very rude. But I've been having a lot of fun on there, posting different vlogs and just kind of being able to create more creatively edited vlogs, I guess you could say, rather than like just more of the true crime stuff that I'm used to editing. So that will all be linked below. And yeah.
Have you been enjoying vlogging more than you expected to? Like, how are you liking it?
It's fun. I like it. Yeah. It's been really fun. It's weird because you think like, oh, I have no footage. Like this has happened to me so many times where I feel like I don't have enough footage. Then I go to import it and I have like way more than I remember having. So my vlogs have been actually kind of long. I started off doing like one a week. That's like around a half hour, but I want to start trying to do like more than one a week, but just a little bit shorter and see how that. Okay, Charles, you cannot do that and fall off the table. That's so dramatic. Lay down, pal. But yeah, I mean, it's been really fun. Yeah. I like them. I like editing them too.
They're really fun to watch. I've been watching. I've been watching from the side.
Can't get enough of me.
No, never.
No, yeah, it's been really fun. And it's just cool to have my own channel. And I want to do other things on there other than just vlogs. So if there's more hair in my mouth. Oh my God, it's disgusting. All right, people, it's like literally. Okay, got it. So if you guys have any suggestions on specific topics or things you want me to do, just leave me a comment on my video over there and I'll do it for you. Charles is very involved in the vlogging and my other pups too, and John. So yeah, that's all. If you want to see more of my personal life, hit me up on youtube.com/JanelleFields1. Okay. I'm trying to think of what else. You guys have a good Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, it was pretty low key. Didn't do much.
No.
Just made a bunch of earrings this weekend.
Dude. I was on Instagram yesterday and you've been selling up a storm.
Yeah, no, it's really nice. It's been honestly kind of surprising.
What's your shop's name?
Cositas Co. We'll link it below and I'll put a little thing on it. But no, I don't know why I always get like so psyched out thinking that nobody's going to like them, that they're like,
no, yours are so cute and unique.
So cute. Thanks. No, thank you so much. And it's been amazing. Like seeing the support and like seeing that people are actually like buying my creations, which is like such a, I don't know. It's crazy. I don't know. It's crazy to me because I never thought I'd like sell my hobby. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
And it's, I don't know, like, it makes it even more fun in a way. Like, I've been taking, like, people, you know, people have been, like, DMing me, like, ideas. And I love hearing ideas. And I just love making things.
So, like, in theory, you'll do, like, a custom order. Like, if someone DMs you and is like, can you make me, like, purple butterfly earrings? Or
yeah.
You would do it.
Yeah, I'm like, and sometimes, like, it's a matter of, like, I'll get to it eventually. And I'm like, maybe yeah. I'll, like, you know, make a few. Maybe it's just, like, more of a request.
Yeah, because obviously this is her side hustle, people.
Yeah, this is my full-time job. It's a side thing, and it's, I don't always have that much time.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, like, a bunch of people hit me up for bachelor penis earrings.
Dude, that's so funny. I'm so stoked about that. I feel like that's a brilliant idea, and those were so fun.
I love making them, honestly. Like, they're my favorite to make. I love it.
Cute.
The little white beads literally kill me every time.
Sydney, have you been wearing your penis earrings out at all?
You know, I haven't worn them out yet, but...
How rude.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just waiting for the right moment.
Your bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I would so, like, do that. Like, get everyone matching earrings or, like, different kinds. It'd be so fun.
Yes. Do you have anything planned for your bachelorette?
I have some ideas, or like, ideas, some things I want to do, but nothing, like, set in stone. I think, where was it? I don't know. South Carolina, I think, would be kind of fun.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh.
I was watching some TikToks on it. And
oh, shit.
Cool. Yeah.
When are you going to do that? Not for a while.
Yeah, probably next summer.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yes, that's the plan.
South Carolina? So North.
South Carolina.
Cool. I've never been to South Carolina. Heard it's beautiful.
Yeah, I haven't really got... I would just think the coast would be fun out there. It's just not... I was trying to look up, like, not typical bachelorette parties.
Not like Miami?
Oh, God, no. Sorry. No offense, but...
No offense!
Yeah, do I look like... I'm just not Miami.
You don't look like a Miami bitch.
No.
You're not a Miami bitch.
They probably wouldn't even let me in the club. They'd be like, your dress is way too long. Something.
They're like, ma'am, absolutely not allowed.
Janelle, have you thought about it? Have you even...
I don't know. Probably just like Vegas, because I fucking love Vegas.
You know what's crazy is I've never been to Vegas.
Really?
Yeah. I'm 24 and I've never been.
Vegas is a blast.
My brother's, he'll be 20 this year. And he's like promised me that the first time we go is for my 21st birthday. So maybe next year for his 21st birthday.
It's so fun. And honestly, like, it's really cheap to get there and to stay there. Like,
yeah.
What's expensive is like eating and drinking there, obviously.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've just never been interested, but I should. I need to go. I want to go party it up. Yeah,
it's definitely very unique. Yeah,
it's an experience.
You only want to be there for like 3 days, though.
Yeah,
and you're like ready to
get the fuck out.
It's never
like Vegas for a week.
No,
oh God, no. That sounds awful.
No, but it is really fun. There's lots of different things to do, and it's like constant entertainment. So, highly recommend. And we're really close to it, so it's not that hard to get to.
Yeah, no, it's really not.
But yeah, I think that's all I had about that. Shall we go ahead and get started? I have beef with the fucking Ace family once again. These dudes, I will never stop talking about them because they piss me off so damn much. So anyways, let's get into it. Okay. So, first off, they're still selling their tickets to their Ace Fest. I just went on their website. I'm on it right now, actually. And yeah. They're selling tons of tickets still. So who knows when that's going to happen, or not when, but if that's going to really play out.
I thought they sold out again, but then they restocked.
Dude, I don't know what's going on. And now their ticket sales are like through Eventbrite, which I think is not what it originally was.
It was Shopify at first.
Because, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I remember H3. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. They took away the Coachella meets Disneyland thing like on their main page.
Oh, yeah.
This is. Stupid.
Is that the whole idea behind it?
Yeah, that's what they like advertise as.
What is this? Like, where is this going to be?
They're
just making like a carnival?
It's going to be... fuck, I don't remember exactly where it said to be. It's like
it was
2 hours outside of LA. It's like in the middle of the desert.
Oh.
Like, from what I've heard, is that there's...
Oh, Disney Coach. Okay.
It's being held in Lancaster.
Yeah, Lancaster, which is like northeast. Of LA, I'm pretty sure.
It's really hot.
Like hot. But anyways, because you weren't here and we talked about it. Mm-mm. Yeah. So they're selling these tickets, dude, for like tons of fucking money. I'll make it short because I know most people listening already know, but they're selling these tickets for tons of money. But then the place that they're hosting this event at is also hosting this like festival thing that sounds exactly like their same time, same date for $15 tickets though. So now people suspect that they're just like collaborating with this other event that's like the summer or something fest.
You think they're collaborating with them? Or do you think they're like buying a shit ton of tickets and reselling
them? No, I think that's what they're like. I think they're like work, or if, I don't know if they bought them on their own or if they're like somehow got in with the like location where like we'll upsell them and like make money off. I don't know.
Like how much are they selling them for?
Oh, like hundreds of dollars.
Like they're okay. And they're also doing something really weird where they're doing packs. So instead of like, instead of just buying like an individual ticket, they'll have like a family. It's like they're all family packs. There's one that has like three tickets and it's what, $300-$400.
Yeah.
The other one's like 500 ticket or $500 and it's five tickets. And
except for now they are selling like singles.
Oh, are they now? Oh, yeah. Also, did you see,
which is so random, on their like, site, why did they start doing that?
Did you see that they have merch for their Ace family? For their Ace Fest?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Wait, how much is their shirts going for? Is that
$6?
Damn, it's not looking so hot.
Oh, damn.
That is a major sale.
Blowout sale.
No one's buying it
no
sale.
No one's buying it sale. Okay, but who would wear that shirt?
Literally.
What the heck?
Okay.
These are cringy.
Anyways, that is not what we're here to talk about, though. We are here to talk about their latest scam, people. They are scamming once again. I am so pumped about this latest scam. No, this is honestly whack as hell. So basically what happened is back on May 16th, they posted this video titled "Our 5-year-old started a $1 million company, your $1 million business." And the kids are like doing a little lemonade stand, and then randomly within like the first few minutes of the episode or of the video, they come in with a sponsor, and the sponsor is by this company called Luti. Mind you, the people who watch this channel, are majority of them are under the age of 18, but Luti is a website where you basically buy, you go on there and you, there's tons of different like mystery boxes like Nike and Apple and PlayStation and I don't know, whatever else is on there. And you purchase the box for whatever it is. Like, let's say it's a $25 Apple box. You go and buy it. You spend the $25 and then it sends you like through this raffle essentially where it like picks your prize. And it's basically, it is gambling. Because
it is 100% gambling.
Like, let's say you buy a $25 box. Well, your chances you could win a 25-cent Apple sticker or you could win a $2,000 iPhone. And so the whole thing is like, you know, if you buy this box, the chances of you winning something really good get really high or whatever. But you have to be 18 to use this website. Like on the website, I was literally reading about how, yeah, you have to be 18 years old to use this website, which now I'm like, okay, our kid, because they don't mention that in their sponsorship. I'm like almost positive they don't mention like, oh, must be 18 years or older.
Absolutely not. No, they don't.
And not all of their viewers, but a majority of their viewers are kids. So these kids could, in theory, be taking their parents' credit card and, like, using this shit, which is...
So, okay, so I just found something kind of interesting.
Okay.
So, there's this box. I don't know what box this is. Oh, it's the Razer Cheap box.
The fuck is that?
I don't know.
Okay. But
they have, like, the odds of winning, right?
Uh-huh.
So, they're, like, the sticker is the most...
One
chance. No, you have a 61% chance of winning a sticker.
Okay.
But, and like the chances get way, way slower. So the odds are of getting a dollar gift card, 38%. The odds of getting this like headset is 0.01%.
They have these, that why would they put their odds on their site though?
And then the next one, it's like I think it's an iPhone. It's 0.005% a chance of winning.
Makes no sense.
Wait, why would they be putting? I wonder if it's like legally you have to put the odds.
Probably because you're gambling. So
what's
you have
the highest
to?
Paid thing that
the Razer. Okay, so this pro
so what is the
it's 0.0001% chance of winning.
Okay, so this is actually a great point, Carly. Thank you for bringing this up because, as you can see, your chances of winning something actually good is very very fucking slim.
Like one in a 100,000, yeah. One in a million, basically.
Like hardly anything. But they go on there and part of their sponsorship, they start showing like a screen recording of them supposedly using this site.
It's not, well, we don't know if it's not a screen recording, but they don't say
they like basically, well, I think it's in theory is them recording their screen because they put it in later. It's whack. Let's see, which one is it?
Is it?
Oh, also these dudes place like literally an ad every 2 minutes. I swear to God, because I was trying to watch this crap and I don't have YouTube Premium and I got an ad like every minute, which by the way, like, as when you have a channel and you're monetizing it, you can decide where the ads go. Like YouTube will automatically place them, but it's pretty common for people to go back in and like place them themselves. Cause a lot of times YouTube does like weird shit. Well, they'll put like 30 ads in a 10-minute video or like put like four of them right back to back. So a lot of people like go in and space them out, or at least that's what I've known. And I'm pretty sure they like stick an ad in there like every minute or two.
I would like to see their little thing, how it looks.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's play it.
As you can see here, they have all kinds of mystery boxes. They have like white. Ludi has free and worldwide shipping with over 1 million customers. All of their products are real and authenticated by StockX. Okay, guys, so we're going to open our first mystery box. We've actually done this a couple times, so we know exactly how this works.
All right, Sammy, so I'm going to pick this mystery box. Hopefully it has something good in it. Please, for you guys. Apple logo sticker.
Oh no! A sticker?
Okay, so the good thing about Ludi is if you don't like what you get, you can just sell it back to them and try it again.
Okay, so run it back one more time.
So I'm going to go ahead and go with this one.
The mouse
Hopefully this one has something good. Let's try it
during
again.
During times where he's not even touching the laptop.
Please, something good, please.
An iPhone!
An iPhone!
Okay, so this is an iPhone 13. I don't even have the iPhone 13, but the iPhone 13
Okay.
Here.
Should we try it again? I love this. Almost like
a game. $2.99 for that?
Yeah, first spin.
We're giving it straight to the Ace family for supporting us. Okay, so let's go ahead and go with this mystery box. And hopefully we get something good. The PS5, I'm assuming we would get if we win. Please? Please? PS5!
Dude! Look at Gavin's face.
Like, that is literally the best gift.
That is literally the best gift.
Those are the best gifts.
That is so good. By the way, Ace Family, if you guys want a free mystery box right now,
look at the fucking thing moving around. See, this is not live.
Put the link down in the description, and you guys will
be able to try. This is pre-filmed. Okay, for people who are just listening, basically the screen recording of them, when they're like, type your name in or whatever, the computer is typing, and both of their hands are like up in the air. So this was obviously pre-recorded, which I'm pretty sure Ludi. Which this is a legend, I don't know for sure, but it seems as though Ludi kind of like hijacked their site and made it seem like you could win two great things back to back and then sent that to them and was like, yo, play this during your
ad. Yeah, because that, literally the chances of winning two like exotic prizes are like one in 3 million.
Yeah, so you're just so literally. Lucky.
So,
and Catherine doesn't have an iPhone 13. Poor
I'm
thing.
I'm like, what the hell are you? She's like, I don't even have the iPhone 13.
Wow.
And then I like how they're like, we're going to give it to the Ace family, because at the very beginning, they post the, or yeah, at the very, very beginning, they basically are like, we want to thank Ludi for sponsoring our channel, blah, blah, blah. So Austin says, I've always wanted to work with Ludi because they give back just like we do. You know, Ludi's just like giving back. They're just giving back to their community by literally having people gamble. And
do you think the price, like, it's real? Well, I guess did it just start? Know. Like, so people
well,
like spend money.
Like, wanted to try it ourselves, but I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
I don't really want to like support this crap.
No, that like, would be no interesting in if like people don't get end up getting these items, and if they do, I'm really confused how like,
do they send them? Where are they getting these things from?
Yeah. Or what should be like knockoffs or something?
Yeah, seriously. Well, that was weird because the iPhone 13 was listed at $1,100. I'm pretty sure iPhone 13s are much more expensive.
Here, let's look it up.
Yeah. How much is an iPhone 13?
$799.
Okay, why did I think they were so expensive? Maybe it's the Pro or something. I don't know. Yeah. They have like a million different ones.
The bigger one is, I think.
Okay, well, it's not $1,100, so that doesn't make sense either.
It's literally not.
But yeah. Well, Sid, to your point, people started doing this, obviously, like, their viewers, and then they were commenting being like, this is a scam, like, I didn't win, I'm so disappointed, like, why does it make it seem like on your ad that you want an iPhone and a PS5 back to back? Like, I tried and I didn't win anything. Like, people are so
pissed. They keep getting that sticker. They're like, I keep getting the damn sticker.
Oh, I fucked the sticker. Oh. Okay, someone on Reddit says that they won something and that it did, in fact, get shipped to them. Sweet. Oh, a Fear of God Essentials t-shirt, which you can see from my YouTube channel. Oh, but this looks like someone's like trying to sell their YouTube channel. Anyways.
They're from Dublin, Ireland.
Huh. Where are they getting all this crap, though? Slowly.
I mean, take this with a grain of salt, but Broom said that it was like they're all like verified. There's like Off-White. There's...
Oh, yeah. Here's they have an authentication page. According to their website, each item is accompanied with an official report, which allows for easy verification. All clothing is authenticated by StockX, blah, 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 blah. So it looks like they... I don't know, I guess. Less than 0.3% of customers are ever unhappy with their products. Every product passes every single step in the authentication process before they reach their seller. Hell yeah. So, I mean, like, here's the thing. It's not really that I have beef with someone partnering with this company. Like, it's your own channel. Like, I don't really care what you do. What I have beef with is the fact that you're doing this on a family channel and the video itself was talking about your five-year-old. It's literally in the title, our five-year-old started and they're selling lemonade. And then you're going to throw in this that where you have to be 18 or over to use it. I don't know. It makes no sense to me.
Imagine like all the kids who took their parents' credit cards and
yeah, exactly.
put in their information and are literally like illegally gambling.
Yeah. Oh, my God. On the Ace families. Oh, my God. So, yeah. I'm like, damn, y'all are getting desperate, though, because this is a. I feel like kind
this
of
is whack.
Weird sponsorship today.
Yeah, they're like, we need more content.
What other boxes they got on here?
They have
hella sneaker stuff. Pokemon, North Face. Damn, it looks lit as hell.
The Travis Deluxe.
Okay. Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Some of these are expensive, too.
And North Face?
Yeah, what? Gucci and North Face.
Click on one that's like really expensive.
The Icebox.
Okay, what the hell is this? Go down. Oh, this is jewelry, guys. Ooh. Okay, does it give the, what are the chances of winning these ones?
Your chances of winning this Louis Vuitton star necklace is higher than the computer. It's at
0.05%. 0.05% for a, how much is the necklace?
5,700?
Yeah, 5,700. How much is the box again?
100. 100.
That's still a shitty chance. Like, to spend $100 on that. What about something lower?
See.
So like if you want to try to get this, you like would click on it and then spend $100 and cross your fingers.
Yeah. Yep, literally.
And then if you don't get what you want, you can...
You are lost your $100?
Well, you can... No, you always... I think you always win something, but you could win something that's worth like $10. And then supposedly, because this is what Broom did on his sponsor, it showed him like returning, like when he won the Apple sticker, he was like, this is lame. So he like
returned it.
Yeah, sold it back. And then...
But not for the price that he paid.
I think was because then he like it showed him rescanning it and then he won a iPhone.
But also, yeah, because I think that the sticker was like 50 cents. So he won 50 cents out of the $2.99 that he spent. So
sick.
Great. Okay. Anyways. So this is the cheapest box, the Hype Tech box.
Sneakers.
TV. A Gucci bag belt.
I like really want to try this. How much is this
box? $2.99. And the chances of winning the TV are 0.0005.
Should we try it?
Do you want to? I do want to see if like they have, you know, like a bunch of like app, like phone app games have, you can only buy bundles of things. You can't just buy like $5 worth. You have to buy like $30 worth or whatever. I wonder if they do the same thing. Want
to
find out?
Oh, to where you can only buy like.
Well, okay. It's only $2.99. You should just, let's just buy it real quick. Let's see.
Okay. Best we're going to try this. We're gonna do it on here and see if this will actually work. See, what if we win something lit, like a $3,000 TV? I'd be fucking stunned. Like, yes, Louis is the greatest thing
my gosh, or like we get something that's Louis Vuitton. We could all like share it.
We can all have like split custody of the Louis bag.
Oh my God. But see, here's the thing. A, we're not sponsored by them. B, we're over 18. C, we're not a family channel. So
that is, we are doing this completely legally.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to set up our account and then we're going to buy a really cheap box and see what happens.
Dude, I could see how like I literally would keep spending $3.
Yeah. So yeah, what's $3?
It's kind of like those vending machines, a game, you know, with the claw.
Yeah.
Okay, this is very similar to the claw games that you were saying. And I used to have a problem, like a hard addiction to the claw games, like at Walmart, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if they are, I don't think they're like this anymore, but do you remember when Walmart had like the little, little arcade?
Oh yeah.
So I would take take all the quarters from my mom's purse, every single one I could find. I would spend it like $5 easily and not get a single thing, but I was almost close every time.
So you keep doing it?
Yeah.
And eventually.
Oh, yeah. And then, yeah, my mom. Yeah, no, I wasn't allowed to after.
Oh, my God. I actually won something on one of the claw things once.
Oh, I got really good.
It shook as hell.
Oh, I mean, I won frequently, but not as.
Didn't make it worth it. Right. All the quarters you spent. Or like those one vending machines that are like, they have like $500 gift cards and like AirPods.
It's like AirPods, but it's like spelt like A-R-E-Y-E-R.
AirPods.
AirPods. Oh, we can use Bitcoin to pay.
Yeah, I don't have any of that. Okay, wait, I'm gonna go get my card. All right, we're back. We purchased.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure if this is like a requirement, but normally when you put your card information in, you like have to put a billing zip code or address.
We didn't have to do that.
Like not even a zip code.
They're like, all I need is a number and you're good to go.
Yeah. Oh, wait. That makes it so easy for children.
That makes it suspiciously easy. Take a card out. Boom. Okay. What are we purchasing?
All right. Are we doing the... Well, we have $5. Do you want to go... Yeah,
they made us spend $5.
Yeah. That was the lowest.
How about Amazon? How much is an Amazon mystery?
$4.99.
Maybe we should do something cheaper so we can try twice.
Well, we can't try twice because we would need an extra penny. Because we need an extra dollar actually because
you're right.
They're $2.99.
Okay. What can we win in this? Let's see here. Anything good? Okay. Ooh, the good TV. Shit. TVs.
Let's see, guys. What do we want?
Beautiful. Headphones. I'll take anything. I'll take a TV.
Let's see what the most common prize is. Oh, damn. There's a lot on this one.
How do you know what the most common prize is?
I think it's at the bottom, like your highest chances of winning.
Yeah, so the highest chance of winning is PS4 controller at 56%.
Okay.
Are you guys ready? Let's open it.
Woo!
OMG.
Are we screen recording?
Yeah.
Okay. What's it gonna be? Ah! PS4 controller!
Damn it.
At $1. Okay, so what do we do now?
If you sold it for $1, then we'd only have $1 in the account. Wait.
It's, hold on. I just noticed it's a PS4 controller sticker.
Shut up.
Wait, how do you know?
Because it's by Redbubble.
God damn it. Okay, wait. How do we like some, try again, sell it again? Yeah, sell it.
Okay, but we're not going to, we can't afford anything.
Oh, we can't sell. I thought you can sell it back and try again.
You're only going to get back a dollar.
Yeah.
See, you don't get the same amount back.
So that Austin literally, he's like, you can just sell it back, no problem, and try again.
We can sell it back for it. You want to sell it back for a dollar? See what happens?
But then we only have a dollar.
Then we only have a dollar in and a penny.
No, I'm good.
Okay, so how do we redeem this sticker? Yeah,
where's the redemption? It says try. It's either Lily says try again or wait, put your cursor over the picture of the, what is that?
Sell for a dollar.
Sell for a dollar. Is it in like our cart or something?
Did he explain what to do after this?
Nope.
Or
we're stuck.
There was like a thing of him putting in his info.
Maybe because he sold it?
How rude.
I don't get this.
Or maybe scroll down. What? No.
No. There's nothing else.
How
to
do you check out?
I want my tree sticker. Boxes.
Oh my God. I can't believe we got a sticker.
We got scammed, guys.
Okay, wait, go to maybe my boxes.
Oh, no.
Oh, where's my claim?
What?
Wait, go back.
Our sticker's gone.
Shut up. They stole our...
They stole our sticker.
What the hell is this crap? Wait, dang. Where's our prize?
How do you... Yeah.
What? I thought this said probably fair.
Probably fair. Okay, I don't think we got anything.
Wait, go to the FAQ up there. Maybe we can see.
How do I choose my own sneaker? I can't even choose my own sticker.
How do I ship items in my box?
Account inventory.
Okay.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Can we check out?
Yeah, withdrawal.
Withdraw. Oh,
no. Withdraw. Okay.
Perfect. Please.
You only choose one item.
We don't have any other items. Yep.
Okay.
Great. Perfect.
Perfect.
Okay, so now we just enter our information.
Okay, so I guess we do get it.
Yeah, let's do it and see what happens.
Imagine how pissed you'd be at your kid if you saw all these charges for like $4, but like $10. And then like they just got a sticker.
And then you see one charge for $99.99.
And they still got a sticker.
Oh my God.
See, so that literally makes, like, there's no way that they won an iPhone and a PS5 back to back. There's no way. They're straight up just lying to people. That is so scammy and so fucked up.
Like statistically.
To kids, too. It's one thing to do. That's, like, stupid. And like, if I did that, that'd be obviously really shitty and scammy to do and unethical to people who watch this show. However, most of you guys are over 18. So, like, you know, purchase at your own will. But kids are like...
Kids literally do not know. They're so impressionable.
No.
They don't know.
And like Sydney said, she was like, I want to do it again. Like, I can see how this get really addictive real quick.
Oh, yeah. It could be bad. Even like to their fans and stuff.
Our item is out of stock.
Shut up. Our item is out of stock.
I'm not going to show it because we have our address. Yeah, but
don't show it. Wait, what? Wait till the little green thing goes?
And it just goes away.
What? Oh my God, this is worse than I thought.
This is really bad. Even
this
if
is,
like
this
people
is like
that,
actually starting to piss me off.
I know
now that they did this. I want to know how much they got paid for this crap. How embarrassing that they had to take this as a sponsor. Like, wow, you guys suck.
Literally
can't get anything else.
Holy moly!
Wow, that
I mean,
was
even
surprising.
For adults. I'm just saying, like, say they're fans, you know, whatever. They
yeah,
have like some true
adult fans. Yeah,
they're like, oh, I'm gonna go do this. I mean, like, just to do this to anybody. It's clearly a scam. All of this is.
Oh, my God. Out of stock?
They're out of stock on a fucking sticker. They can't just print us a new one?
Yeah, dude. The comments are ripping them apart. Yes, promote to kids a random gambling website. Stay classy. Very, yay, gambling for kids. Groundbreaking and inspiring.
I mean, like Sydney said, too, like, even for adults, anybody with any kind of, like, addictive, you know, tendencies.
Yeah.
Like, they'll be down.
Oh yeah,
just like a fan. Like you know, you're like, oh God, like these people that I watch are promoting it,
mm-hmm.
and you just want to do it.
No, that's a great point.
It's like the claw machines; you cannot stop.
Yeah, but the thing is like when you're promoting things to people who watch you, like a lot of people will believe what you say because they trust you.
Well, yeah, and like I mean, you'd like to think that they're only promoting what they actually use.
Yeah, exactly. Like I feel like. You guys support our sponsors and buy the stuff that we promote to you guys because you know that Kendall and I would only sell something that we actually like. Like the amount of stuff we turn down all the time is a lot of stuff because a lot of it's like
whack.
Something that doesn't align with us or like doesn't align with our brand or our values or whatever it is. So it's like, I just can't believe that they would do this, especially when they're kids. I don't know. The whole thing's stupid. Anyways. We didn't get a sticker because it sold out. So they didn't give us our money back. Like, that's it. They weren't like, oh,
nope,
here's your credit, though.
It was a little error thing, like a little error pop-up. And there was like a green line. It was like timed. And then it just disappeared.
That is so irritating. And it was only $5. And I'm still pissed.
You know what's actually really interesting, too, is that it doesn't just show you like where your prize is. You have to go searching for your prize.
Oh, yeah. It's not like check out here.
Yeah, no. You have to
go to your inventory.
You have to go to your inventory. And, yeah. No, it's a whole thing.
Scammy ass bullshit. So, anyways, that's the latest scam. The scam family. Ace family. Yeah, I just really hate them. Like, when I think I can't hate them anymore. I do. They are so irritating.
But somebody bought their house.
Yes, folks. Exciting news. Their giant house. You know, they ended up foreclosing on it last year. And they claimed it was because they hired an unlicensed contractor. And there was some shady architects who were also involved. And so they were screwed out of millions of dollars. And they also claimed their realtor was on it, which I'm like, okay. But anyways, so last September, their house went up for auction. But I don't think anyone ever, no one ever ended up buying it during the auction. So it was just
because it went on vacant. Auction 2 times.
Yeah.
Because the same YouTuber went to both.
Yeah. Auctions. I remember watching him. So anyways, then like somehow realtors were able to like get in and kind of like tour the house and put it on TikTok and all this crap. So whatever. Okay. Fast forward to this month, May. Well, I guess actually no, last month, now that this video is live, we're recording this on the 31st. But fast forward to May 2022. And the Stoke twins, who I have never heard of, but apparently they're big YouTubers. They have like millions of subscribers, which is 13 million subscribers on YouTube and 31 million followers on TikTok. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Over 2 billion YouTube views. Okay, so these dudes are called Alan and Alex. And they bought the property for $9.3 million. Wait, who are these dudes? We need to like check them out. Carly, hop on their YouTube page. Let's see what they're about.
Oh, here we go. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. These are very bright.
Whoa. Yeah, these are sketchy.
Overstimulating.
They kind of give me Mr. Beast vibes, but like off their shit Mr. Beast vibes. I don't know. It was like, last to leave this wins, blah, blah, blah. Okay, wait, go up to the one that where they like win every prize at the carnival. That one. Okay, this one is called I Won Every Prize at the Theme Park.
We're gonna win literally every single prize at this theme park. And by every prize,
dude,
we
exactly
mean every
like
single
Beast.
Prize at every single game. We're also gonna show you guys how to beat each game, so make sure you watch the whole video to avoid the scams.
Nice.
I don't care how long it takes. We're not leaving until we win literally every single prize here.
Thank God, I thought we were gonna have to ride the roller coasters.
We are. That's gonna be our
dude,
punishment
this is
if we
so
happen
Mr.
to not
Beast.
Win
are you guys, yeah. Do you guys ever watch Mr. Beast?
No.
Well, he's set up very similar. Or they're set up very similar. Anyways, I don't really know anything about them, so I don't know if they're good or bad. From what I've seen, they seem fine. They're just
the game. There's three types of games at every theme park. The skill-based games, the random chance games, and the scams that you should avoid. So obviously this is a skill-based game, and it's probably the hardest game here because you have to make all 4 shots to win the big prize. Kat, why don't you demonstrate?
Oh, okay, that's not fun. This is obnoxious.
The sound effects.
I wish they made a video, though, being like, we bought the Ace Family house. Why did they not do that? It's honestly crazy how many YouTube channels there are out there that have millions of subscribers that I've literally never heard of.
Like, literally, yeah. I've never heard of these guys.
So, yeah, they bought it for 9.3 mil. It was originally listed at 13 mil. And, yeah, they haven't posted any content of the house, though. Anyways, they purchased it. Now they're vibing in the Ace Family home. So good for them. It's really awesome.
Where did the Ace Family move to?
They're like renting a house right now.
Isn't it like $50,000 a month?
I don't know how much it is, but their house is nice. It's going to be a lot to rent. Woo!
Wait, so they like foreclosed on
yeah,
their other
foreclosed
house?
Foreclosed on their house and then are renting a house now.
Wait,
how can they afford? Like,
that's what I was literally just thinking. I was like,
Louis.
How can you?
In the Ace Fest. I have no idea.
What if we, yeah, no.
Yeah, this website says $50,000 a month rental house. Ooh, holy shit. That's
in
a lot of money.
In Tarzana, California, in Los Angeles.
God.
Jesus.
Why would you rent?
But yeah, that literally makes no sense because they just foreclosed on a house. And
yeah,
typically when you foreclose, it's because you don't got money.
That's $600,000 a year in rent. $600,000 a year in rent. Okay.
$600,000 in rent?
Mm-hmm. Per year. $600,000. Ugh. Anyways. I don't know what else to say about them. So yeah, that's the update on the Ace Family. Just wanted to let you know. And now that we have tried Ludi ourselves, I can confidently say, do not use them. Thank you so much.
Total scam.
Total scam. Honestly, you're better off getting a lottery, going
getting
to the
a lottery ticket,
or going to the claw game.
Go to the claw game yes. at Walmart. Just go to your local Walmart and go to the claw game. Okay, it's slightly better chances of winning through that. Oh my God. Okay, so the next spicy topic that I wanted to touch on, which I wasn't sure if I was going to talk about this, but then I decided, you know what, I am talking about this because this is some whack shit. Okay, so now we're going to talk about Trisha Paytas, which we rarely ever talk about because I really don't care what she's up to. However, she did something so despicable and like disgusting in so many ways. We're about to get into that. But first off, obviously, last week on the 24th in Uvalde, Texas, there was a terrible, I'm not even going to say the word because I think it's going to trigger YouTube, but a terrible event that happened where 21 people passed away, 19 of them being elementary school children, because someone decided to come in with a piece of machinery, I guess you could say, and did something so despicable. Anyways, so, which by the way, I just side note, like, if any of you guys have been personally affected by that, I'm so sorry. I'm sending you my love. It's like, I just like literally not even words of how horrific that event was. And I just hope that in the future, something can be done because we cannot keep going like this as a country, having this happen so often. So while this is all unfolding and happening, Trisha Paytas gets online on the same day that this happens, a few hours later, and uploads a video titled, "Why I Won't Send My Kids to Public School." And I didn't even watch the video. Like, I watched clips of it because she, like, posted on, like, Twitter and stuff. Or, like, Instagram. I don't remember where I saw it. But I've seen clips of it. I'm not even going to give her the view because it just pisses me off so much. But she shared this screenshot that her and her husband, Moses, posted. Or, I mean, like a piece of their conversation that she posted. And it basically was like him being like, there's another event. Again, not using that word. That happened in Texas. We're definitely not sending our kids to public school. And she was like, no, absolutely not. So she gets online and records a video of herself talking about how she's not going to send her kids to public school, which, okay, one, first off, why in the fuck would you feel the need to make a video about this literally the day that this event happened while people are still wondering if their loved ones are even alive or not?
Yeah.
So she immediately is like getting ripped apart. I'm like, why would, did you know that? Or you like, just, you just don't give
just
a fuck
think about
and
it.
You
yeah.
just like want the view as a view to you. It's disgusting. So yeah, she gets on there literally within hours and is talking about this, which I'm like, stop making everything about yourself. Like, why do you have to make fucking everything about you?
Yeah.
People just lost their lives, lost their kids, lost their mother, like lost their wife. It's disgusting that she immediately hops on. Instead of being like, I'm so horrified, you know, like if you want to make a video about how horrified you are and, you know, spreading different GoFundMes that or ways that people can help or
different awarenesses, just
different. Yeah. yeah. Or people yeah. or ways you can go. Donate blood, like something like that. Do something useful in the time being, especially since this happened like hours before. But no, instead she decides to record a video talking about why her kids won't go to public school. And it's so tone deaf, one, like I said, because she did it literally the day that this happened. And two, I've seen this a lot. Like people are like this conversation of like, oh, we need to like send, like people are going to have to send their kids to private school a lot more. And I'm like, well, isn't that convenient for you?
Yeah.
Because you, while you may have the money to send your kid to private school, Trisha, there are thousands and millions of kids who have parents who do not have the means to send their kids to private school. And so therefore, they just are fucked. Like, what is that? What is the point of you saying that? If that's what you think behind closed doors, obviously you have the right as a parent to send your kid to whatever type of school you want, whether that's public, private, charter, homeschool, whatever. That's not really the point. The point is, why do you feel the need
to make that opinion public literally the day that this fucking happens.
Yeah. And I mean, not that this, I mean, this is, I guess, kind of might be besides the point, but she's still pregnant. Like, her child isn't even here yet. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't even know like how that thought, how that's the first thought that comes to you.
Right.
When it's like, what about all these parents whose like children are here are no longer here? You know what I mean?
I feel like even okay, and I guess you're right. People can share opinions and post videos, whatever. But there's absolutely no like concern or care. I don't know. I guess I don't even know how this lady is on the internet doing this and people watch her shit. I don't even understand. I saw this pop up and this is random because I was like diving into the internet that day because I was like really like trying to read about what was going on, and this one of her things popped up and I did click it because I'm like, oh, because I've heard you guys, like, I didn't really know, put two and two, yeah, who she was.
Yeah,
it's awful. It is like god awful. It's wrong. It's so wrong. And I remember I was so fuming pissed when I barely even watched it, like maybe a minute or two, and then she just was like, I was like, what is this lady? It's, I don't even know who would watch that. I don't get it.
62,361 views, which, I mean, a lot of people on here are pissed. Like, the comments are not good. People are fucking pissed. Someone even talks about how they went to a private Christian school that had the S word happen in 1988.
Yeah, no matter where you are, whether you're in a private school, in a private church, in a private, no matter where the fuck you are, that's not going to stop somebody from doing something like that. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like, it doesn't matter if your kid's in a private school, in a public school, in a...
That's the other thing.
You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
That doesn't unfortunately stop anything.
In America, this kind of event happens all over the place. In schools, in theaters, in clubs, in concerts, in grocery stores. Like, so what?
You're going to go to a private grocery store, you're going to go to a private park, you're going to go to a private everything, and that's going to keep you safe because you have money to keep you, your money's going to keep you safe.
It's so tone deaf.
It's beyond tone deaf.
Like, if you have those thoughts, which I'm sure tons of parents out there have had that conversation of like, oh my God, maybe we should homeschool our kids, maybe we should send them to a private school. Like, I think it's a natural tendency to think about these things of what you want to do with your kids, whether or not they're of school age or not. But the fact that she's putting this online, like, that's what you're gonna do, and that's what you're gonna post the day of, disgusting.
There's a difference between thinking it to yourself and just like a passing thought compared to posting it to the entire internet, millions and millions of people to see. And it's like, you're just, yeah, I don't know, you're just showing your privilege and you're just a shit asshole.
A shit asshole.
It's also really interesting. So just like to put like money into perspective, I guess the average price of the average tuition price in Colorado for a private school is $12,000. $12,000 a year.
A year.
The highest cost of tuition is $58,000.
And I bet there's stuff that costs more than that.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it goes as low as $1,000 a year or $56,000, but or $58,000, but still, like. Some families don't have the extra $1,000 to take to put their kids there. What if they have four kids? They have to pay for each individual kid.
Yeah. Which, that's fine if you have the means to do that, but like, it's so ridiculous. Like, that's the solution. No more private school. Oh, okay. Interesting. Because the majority of people in this country cannot afford to send their kids to private school. Like, why would you do this the day of? That's what's like tripping me up the most. Like, is the day of. Because she posts all kinds of whack shit, right? Like, I wouldn't really put this past her to post this, something like this at some point. Mm-hmm. But it was honestly shocking that she posted this within hours of this taking place. And posted a screenshot too. Like, this is the conversation me and my husband have. Like,
yeah, why would you want to post that? Like, literally, why would you want to post that? And honestly, it makes me think that it is more for like the infamy, I guess, of it. You know what I mean? Like, just like, how does getting she feel? People to talk. We're talking about her, obviously. You know what I mean? So, like,
oh my gosh. I know. It's trash.
I don't know. She's a trash person and not okay.
I was so fucking pissed, dude, when I saw this. Like, I really cannot believe that she had the audacity to fucking do something like this. And it's still up. I'm like, take this shit down. The caucasity. So disgusting. The what?
The caucasity.
The caucasity. yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, apparently she says some dumbass shit in here. Okay, I just read a comment that says, in quotes, Sandy Hook was around the same time as Columbine. Supposedly, this is what she said in the video, which I'm like, dude, you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
No, they weren't.
These were so many years apart. Like, this, she just has no idea what she's talking about. And I'm so sick of her getting on the internet and just blasting BS when you have a large audience.
About something that is, like, should not be talked in this way about. You know what I mean? The whole situation, she clearly shows no care or sense of value to these families that were truly lives ruined. I mean,
I literally can't even begin to.
And she's talking about it like
it's just another, like, event. Tuesday afternoon news.
Yeah, it really pisses me off.
This country pisses me off anyway.
I don't even know what to say. Like, I literally don't even know what to say, what else to say. I just am, like, so pissed off that she did that. It's the most disgusting thing. It's, like, left me speechless. Honestly, this whole situation has left me speechless. But people are really pissed at her. But she doesn't care. Like, she doesn't, I don't think it affects her at all.
It literally doesn't faze her in any way. Like, I feel like she kind of, like, thrives off of this, like, chaotic, just, like, these, I don't know, like, just
super clickbaity.
And, like, just so, like, I don't know, what's the word? Like, so, not, like, pick me, but very, like, against the grain just to, you know, get attention.
Exactly,
you know what I mean?
Just to, like, stir the pot a little bit.
Yeah, she's a pot.
She's like, this is, like, something you so don't do that. I mean, I feel like that happens all the time.
Totally.
With, like, YouTubers or, like, just people, influencers who kind of want to stir the pot.
Stir the pot.
But this, I'm like, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no words.
No, I really don't either. So anyways, I just wanted to touch on that because I've been thinking about it so much and I wasn't going to. But then I was like, you know what? No, she needs to be called out of her crap because this is complete bullshit. So yeah, we will have links below to places that you can donate to help the victims of this horrific tragedy. And yeah, definitely check those out because I know there's multiple different GoFundMes going around of places that you can donate and such. But I think that's going to be it for this episode. I know it's a little bit shorter of an episode, but Kendall's not here, so I don't know what else to talk about. No, I'm just kidding. I think it's honestly long enough to, we're probably going to skip unpopular opinions and save it for next week or some other time because A, I think it'd be fun for Kendall to be here to, like, chime in on, and B, we've been going long enough to where I feel like if we dive into a whole other topic, it'll just get kind of messy. It'll just drag on, get kind of messy. So, and honestly, like, I don't really know how to transition out of the fact that Trisha Paytas is a fucking bitch. So anyways, that's it for Charles and I. Thanks for hanging out with us, you guys. We will be back next week per usual, and yeah, thanks for sending in your unpopular opinions. I've saved them, and we will be reacting to those soon. So I hope you have a lovely rest of your week. Charles and I are sending you all love. Thanks so much for joining us, and we will see. Oh, and don't use Ludi, because you won't win. You will not win your sticker. You will not win your prize, and it is very upsetting.
I'll never forget that.
I'm pissed. RIP my $4.99.
$5.
So ridiculous. Okay, guys, we will see you on the next sesh, but until then, keep it fresh.